Emergency Evacuation by Kyla H., age 10, Alberta, Canada. A true story written by you. My sisters and I asked our parents to have a family home evening about emergency preparedness. First, we tried out our two-story ladder, and we got to leave the house out the upstairs window. It was a little scary, but it was fun. We talked about what to do if there really was a fire. Then my parents pretended that someone was at the door telling us we had to evacuate and that we only had 10 minutes and may not be able to go home for a few days. We ran around trying to find our shoes and coats. My parents put our 72-hour kits and some other items in the van. We drove around and pretended we were going to a safe place. A few minutes later, we were home again. We brought our gear into the living room to see what we had. My parents realized we forgot a few things. Sleeping stuff, Dad's wallet, and extra food. We talked about things we learned and what we should do better next time. Mom made a list. 4 days later, some parts of the city were flooding. During the night, we were evacuated. My parents again tossed everything into the van, including the things we forgot during our practice and family home evening. We were the first to leave our neighborhood. We drove to the church and spent the night there. It was fun. We all had sleeping bags and air mattresses and snacks and toys. My little sisters were very sad the next day when we went back home. They wanted to sleep at the church again. We were grateful my sisters and I were inspired to have a family home evening about preparedness and that my parents listened. I'm glad we were prepared. It made the experience fun and not at all scary. End of the story, Emergency Evacuation, read by Salem Tullis.